show.
Hello and welcome to the MK Ultra podcast number 6. I'm your host Kyle Thomas. This is my co-host Alex Saunders.
Hey, co-host.
And guest Alex Saunders. And obviously yeah. Josh Miller's in
the
studio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Sky is not with us today, which is a first. She has chicken pox.
Boo.
Or a really bad case of acne, but I'm going with chicken pox.
Now, Kyle, have you had chicken pox before?
I have not had chicken pox, but I've had the vaccine.
Chicken pox suck.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard you get really, really itchy. She seems like she's getting really itchy. I have to keep her from touching her face. I keep reminding her that she doesn't want to look like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Mm-hmm. Is she getting oatmeal baths?
Yeah, she's getting oatmeal baths.
Yeah.
Not from me.
But, you wish it was from you.
I do not.
When I was like 5, I had chicken pox, and my mom had this bright idea to give me a haircut to try to get rid of them, and it just made a bigger mess in my head.
What?
It was nasty.
Have you ever had chicken pox, Saunders?
Huh?
Have you ever had chicken pox?
Never, man. Never. I did get my vaccine, too.
Obviously, I never had the vaccine because I got it when I was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
It sucked.
I've had the vaccine, so I've been hanging out with her, but I hope I don't get chicken pox, but I still could. So, I mean, it's always a possibility with the vaccines.
Yeah, because I wonder how strong of a dosage the vaccine is.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that strong from what I've heard. My mom was kind of freaking out because the only chicken pox exposure she's ever had was a vaccine that was given to her as an emergency when she was having me. So it's always still a possibility that she could get it.
Yeah, and of course, dude, you don't want chicken pox because then you'll give it to your baby brother.
My little brother's almost a year old, and so he's definitely susceptible. Mm. So I've kind of got to watch out. And the ironic thing is that she got it the day before. The symptoms started showing the day before senior ball, but we didn't know it was chicken pox. So the day after senior ball, she started breaking out like crazy.
I hope to God the people in a limousine have had chicken pox or the vaccine.
Well, from what I've heard, by that point in the chicken pox cycle, you can't spread it, what I've heard. Okay. So I don't know if that's true. Although I have heard that if you touch the inside of one, then you can get it.
With inside of what?
Of the little pox zit-looking thing. Why do they call it chicken pox? Well, I mean, why do they call it swine flu?
Well, probably it came from chickens. Most diseases come from other animals and it mutates into a human virus.
Friggin' chickens. I'm looking right now. I don't see it saying chickens anywhere.
I've never even heard of a chicken that got chicken pox, though. Right?
No, I've never heard of one either.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of chicken pox, there's this other thing called shingles, which is similar to chicken pox. My grandpa has it right now, and he's miserable. Basically, you have flu-like symptoms for like a month, and you have chicken pox, but only in like one specific area.
That's no good.
It's miserable. But what's strange is it is not contagious. It's really weird.
What? Yeah. What does it look like?
I haven't seen it personally because I'm kind of scared to go over there. But supposedly it just looks like a scab, like on like a specific area. Like the most common areas are like your chest and your back.
I was looking at the difference. Evidently, let's see, what is it? Chicken pox and smallpox are really similar. But one of the ways you can tell is with chickenpox, you seem to be getting them on the your torso up, whereas with smallpox, you get them all over your body, mainly on your legs. It looks like.
Ew.
So that's kind of.
Are you looking at pictures?
I was looking at an illustration, not pictures.
You ever learn about smallpox and like history?
Mm-hmm.
Hardly.
I did a presentation on gonorrhea once or something.
Ew.
Like that. And I was Googling it, but Google, the last time I was on it, I had accidentally set it to images. And so I Googled gonorrhea images.
Wait, what exactly is gonorrhea? Because I just know it's disgusting, but I don't know exactly what it is.
I don't remember. I did the project in like eighth grade. So
I accidentally
I blocked everything
pictures.
Out of my mind except for that picture. I don't even want to tell you. I don't even think I can tell you what it was of. It was...
Yeah.
Also in the studio today, we have Bugles. The wonderful chip thing. Is it a chip?
Let's see what it says.
No, let me have one.
3D Bugles. It doesn't say what it is.
Do they ever make 2D ones?
I don't know, but that is a good question.
Let's see here.
They're on super sale now at Winco. They're like a dollar for those huge bags. I was looking around in tons of stores too because I couldn't find them anywhere.
Yeah, they're so addictive.
Good mic work there, Josh. That was cute. They are addictive. So I have like four bags.
Good call.
Mm-hmm. So I was gonna send off my Miss Pac-Man board because I'm putting my Miss Pac-Man machine in the room. But the guy I was going to send it off to, I first contacted him about a year ago. Do continue. I first contacted him
wheat snack. Is what
derail.
We call it. Wheat snack.
Are the Bugles good? Throw me the Bugles.
I want some Bugles now. Don't throw them. We'll get them.
Okay.
Do I have the squeaky mic today?
No, you don't.
Oh. Do I?
No, it's like a moaning today.
All right. Tell us about your Pac-Man board.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
So I started talking to this guy. Because when I bought the Miss Pac-Man machine, it was playing Pac-Man boards, which is the Miss Pac-Man board is a Pac-Man board that has been modified.
Right.
So for some reason, it was playing Pac-Man boards, and I obviously wanted the classical Miss Pac-Man. So I contacted this guy who repairs them. When I originally bought the machine, the guy who I bought it from gave me the board that was inside, which was the Miss Pac-Man, and he also gave me an extra Pac-Man board to go with it because he didn't need it. I contacted the guy again about a month ago, and I said, hey, I want to ship this thing up, and he was like, okay, go ahead. So I tried calling him and going to his website a couple days ago. Totally offline. Everything he has is totally offline. I ironically ended up calling another guy that fixes Miss Pac-Man boards today, and I mentioned, you know, the name of the business, and he just got so pissed off. He's like, yeah, that guy stole a bunch of my boards that need repaired. Everybody on the forums is freaking out because he stole all their boards. Basically, this guy just got like a bunch of boards and disappeared with them. So I'm glad I didn't send mine out to
him. Dude, man, you almost got scammed.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'm going to do is when I send the board out, whoever I send it to, it's going to be all that, you know, UPS secured shipping.
Yeah.
With the signing.
Shipping insurance and all that.
Be very careful with this. Your life might just depend on it.
Not really, but so that was interesting. Yep. So I don't know how we got on that topic, but it'll definitely be cool when there's a Miss Pac-Man machine sitting right here in the studio.
You had to do the
so that's talk. That's kind of pretty much what's been going on in my day / week.
Nice.
Get into that. How's your week going, Saunders?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, school really slowed down a lot, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just fooling around with final projects and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I have to do 6 separate projects for Calc.
What?
That's what he calls them 6. They are kind of 6 projects.
Mr. Hand, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What? Yeah, Mr. Hand.
Mr. Hand.
He just gave us this list of like things that we could construct.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do a 1-page paper for each, which is not serious, but I mean.
Is one of
when
them?
When you do six of them,
is one of them like the triflexagonagon thing?
Yeah, that's one of the options. I don't know. I didn't do anything today, but
we did all those projects first semester in his transition to college math class.
Every single one of them.
Like we did like probably six different things. Do you have the magic squares?
Yeah.
Yeah, like basically we did all of those.
Really?
But we didn't have to do a written paper on it. We just had to build it and show them that we knew how to do it.
They're only worth 10 points a piece, too. Anyway.
Yeah, so how has your week been, Josh?
Well, in the mail, I got a jury duty notice.
Nice!
June 22nd is my date to show up.
A joke.
Do they tell you anything about what it's about, or do you have to wait till you get down there?
You find all that out when you get there. Basically, they give you a... I guess you have to call in a week before to verify that you're still... That you're still needed, and then you show up and you just sit there like for a whole day, waiting for your name to be called. And if they don't call you, then you just leave and you're done. But I'm just kind of tweaking out because what if I get like one of those huge cases like Scott Pearson status? You know what I mean?
That would be cool. Publicity. Yeah, it could be anywhere from like felony, car theft or something kind of gay like that, or it could be, you know, some big stuff.
Yeah.
If you do, they tell you anything about the case while they're. They're I don't think choosing
if you don't get picked, you don't get to know anything about it.
Oh, that's really gay.
Basically, and they do an interview process to figure out if you have any personal connection to the case, like if you have any personal experience with like a murder or something like that. And then they get rid of you if you do because you have a bias. And what I heard what really sucks is if you become an alternative juror, which means you don't necessarily you're not on the jury. You're there in case somebody leaves the jury. But you have to go through the same process. You just aren't actually on the jury.
Yeah, you don't get to vote in it.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about jury duty?
I think that, well, obviously they can't tell you that much, but I'd like to know a little bit about it if I'm going to be on a jury, just kind of like what the trial is, because I know our system's based off of everyone's got to do their part, but if it's something stupid, I'm just going to go up there and say I hate Black people, Jews, and whatever else, gay people, white people, whatever will get me out of that, because that's pretty much all you have to say. Just say, I hate cops, and you're done. They'll pretty much automatically dispatch
you. Actually, they might tell you a little bit about the case when you're being chosen, because I think my mom went through a process one time where she was being asked questions, and she got let out because she had too much of a personal connection. So I think they tell you a little bit about it just so that you can tell the judge if you have any kind of personal connections.
You know, for people that don't have a job and have a lot of free time, they do pay you a little, right?
I heard not enough to like be worth anything.
Well, I don't, but my enough time is to where it's nothing, still money, man.
You
know?
They pay you for food, I think. Yeah. And then like I know Starbucks, if I have jury duty, they will pay me for that time.
Oh, yeah. So corporations do that, too.
Yeah, some corporations. So, yeah, that's kind of what I think about it. What do you think, Saunders?
About what?
Jury duty.
And, like,
jurors.
Yeah, there we go.
It's probably a good experience. Once.
I just find it ironic, because Kyle and I were just talking about 12 Angry Men, and the guy who was like, well, he might not be guilty.
Yeah, 12 Angry Men is a like a 1950s movie.
With Jane Fonda.
With Jane Fonda, about trying to decide the fate of an 18-year-old kid. So you really liked it, did you say?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good movie.
I've really, really liked it. I think it's definitely in my top 10 now. Yeah. But I thought it was...
The play is really good, too.
There's a play?
But
okay, now it's in the top 25.
Well, no, it's not a musical. It's just a regular play.
No,
hate plays?
No, top 25.
Oh,
I don't hate plays. I just don't like when things are based off plays. I don't know why.
Actually, I'm not sure if it's based off. I'm not sure if it's based off a play or if the play is based off the movie. I'm not sure.
Did they ever make a play based on a movie?
Yeah.
Cats. Wait, no.
Lion King.
Godfather.
Oh, you're right. They do. It's weird though. It seems so commercialized when Disney. They do it, right?
Oh man, remember the conversation about the Disney?
No, things? Kyle, yeah. I do not remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good times.
Back to episode one.
That was actually episode two.
Was it?
Yeah.
With the Disney...
On ice?
Words. No, not Disney. Oh. On ice. The words in the Disney movies. I thought
that was where
movies.
You were going with all this.
Where Aladdin was telling her to take off her clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, another interesting thing with my week was I saw this Fox News thing on YouTube talking about the Montauk Monster.
Oh, really?
And supposedly this specialist Fox. Came on who's been around the whole entire world and is an expert in animal
identification.
Yeah, identification. There
identification
it goes.
Specialist.
Thank you.
Write that on the board so we don't forget that word.
Identifier. And anyways, according to him, the Montauk Monster was just a rotting carcass, and it was probably a raccoon or a dog, and that the beak was probably just canine teeth.
Oh, bull crap! Can't you see?
It was Fox News, man.
I mean, the government is gonna, you know, send someone out there to be like, "Oh, I'm a specialist. This is definitely not a alien hybrid creature that we're gonna use for warfare." Of course they're going to say that.
Yeah.
If I was the government, I would say that.
Totally.
I was looking at the picture more closely, though, and its back legs definitely look like that of a dog.
Yeah.
But it definitely has a beak. Like, that is not a canine tooth. That is a beak.
Yeah. A lot of it, I think if it is some weird hybrid thing, the backside is a dog, the front feet are some sort of similar creature, and then the head is totally different, but the body seems like the consistency of a pig, not necessarily like the
consistency.
Yeah, like the skin, like it's not really like a dog kind of. I think it would be more of a pig.
Yeah, but I guess a lot of people are really getting scared over this, and they think it's like really a monster.
I don't think it's like a monster, like, you know, creature of the Black Lagoon. Yeah, Cloverfield or anything like that, but it's definitely... probably something that they're making.
I mean, they made cats that glow in the dark.
They make crap like that all the time.
Yeah,
that's
so
just the
like,
weirdest.
Yeah, they made a liger. They made an actual liger in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess it was like humongous.
What?
Yeah.
I want to see a real unicorn.
That'd be so awesome.
Give it a couple of years. Yeah, I don't know. But that thing looked like it was like, it's like spliced from a bunch of different things, you know? I mean, like, cats that glow in the dark and stuff, and ligers are like real genetics, but that thing seems...
What if like unicorns and dragons actually existed, like dinosaur status?
That would be cool, but they didn't, because there's no proof.
I know, but...
I mean, it's possible, but there's
That'd
very...
be a good coast-to-coast episode.
That would. I'm sure
really
they've
exist.
Done that before. I think I remember them doing that. Yes.
Dragons are awesome. So guess what, guys?
What?
Only 9 days of high school left.
Nice.
It's really hard to imagine.
Well, technically, 11, if you count senior breakfast and graduation itself, but I don't.
Where's senior breakfast?
It is at Sunrise Community Church. No, yeah.
Is it free?
Nope. Cost $7. It used to be free, but they changed it. Because the school's out of money.
I don't know what we're paying for anymore. Like, what do I pay taxes for? Oh. What do they give us? Just facilities?
That's why you should have voted today in today's special election.
I haven't registered for the draft yet.
Kyle.
I know. I need to. Well, I was going to do it at the same time as I turned in that Miss Pac-Man board, you know, at the post office, but... Haven't been able to do that yet.
They have, like, voter registration forms at school.
Yeah. Speaking of a total waste of money, did you hear the interview with the Washington State governor?
No.
Evidently, the Washington State governor was confronted by this reporter, and he was asking her, like, you know, why do you guys have a state... poet. They evidently have a state like poet that writes poems. I don't know about the state or something. And the governor was like, Well, obviously, we need many important things like poet volunteers and stuff like that. And the interviewer was like, but he's not a volunteer. He gets paid $10,000 a year.
What?
Mm-hmm. What? What's that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot of money, though.
Yeah, that's
yep.
too much for a state government.
Quoth the governor, she says, oh, I'm not even aware of that. I'm not even aware of that. But one thing we are not going to do is come through this difficult time by undercutting essential services, by undercutting our culture, undercutting our education. We need to come out of this strong and ready to go with a state poet. Because state poets are more important than teachers.
In my opinion, poetry like isn't that fascinating.
Yeah, I also don't find it that fascinating, but why would you ever have a state-appointed poet?
I think you should really hear what he's written, he or she, before.
Robert Frost status.
You're right. I don't know.
From the poet there?
No, there's nothing from the poet here.
Must not be very good then.
I don't know what I'm thinking. But one of the comments on the article I'm reading is this guy says, blah, 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 blah. I still cannot understand how she got reelected talking about the governor. This 20 grand could go to paying for children to swim. Well, this is Washington, and our elected officials are known for not doing for the... and he can't write. But the moral of the story is he evidently wants the $20,000 that this guy's been paid to go to children swimming.
They're all a little confused about their priorities, I guess.
I have a funny story. Okay, and speaking of wasting money, my mom, she works for the state under the Department of Education Child Development Division, and she provides funding for preschools.
Cool.
And so...
Sounds like a cool job.
It's a job. And so anyways, this school called in...
Spectacular. I'm sorry, Jess. I'm sorry.
And so, like, no, schools will ask for money for re-innovation of schools, for adding new playground equipment, da-da-da-da-da. So this one school called in to put a mud pit into the school.
What?
And it costs, like, a few $1,000s a year to maintain. And the mom's like... I'm not sure if I can approve this. I'll send it to my boss. You know, basically saying, like, this isn't going to work. And lo and behold, her boss accepted it. So the preschool has a mud pit where kids can play in the mud. And it costs a few $1,000s a year to maintain.
How does that cost money to maintain?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, talk about a waste of money.
You leave a hose on long enough you have a mud pit.
And water is pretty close to free.
Yeah, sure. I thought that was really funny. And my mom was like dumbfounded at how her boss approved this when like there's no money in the state.
Why does the school even need to go to any?
Yeah, this happened like in the past like week.
What?
Yeah.
Why doesn't the school maintain its own mud pit?
I don't know.
Why does it even need to get funding?
Why is it a preschool? I want a mud pit in my high school, but that's a high school. What are kindergartners going to do with it? Preschoolers.
Should petition.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's a little late now.
This concludes part A of this week's MK Ultra podcast. Stay tuned tomorrow for part B.